The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new documentary will air on RT1 and the RT Player tonight. It's called Lost for Words. It paints an intimate picture of life with dyslexia, as told from the perspective of people in all walks of life, including children. My next guest plays a starring role in the new documentary. He's already well known to audiences from his work on the television show At Your Service with his brother Francis. Hotelier John Brennan is on the line. John, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. I watched the documentary last night. I had to wait to part three to see your starring role.
Yeah, I know. That's to keep it. That went in after the second ad break, just to keep listeners involved.
Keep them watching.
Yeah. What did you think of it?
I thought it was wonderful. They went to the Catherine McAuley School, and it shows how transformative that the proper curriculum and the proper teaching can have on the lives of kids with dyslexia and indeed dyspraxia.
Yeah. And I thought the way the kids expressed themselves was superb. Yeah. And they have learning supports nowadays that weren't in place when I was their age. And there was a few other contributors to the program, same demographic profile as myself, age-wise. And they struggled, like I struggled in those years, because number one, it wasn't known, it wasn't recognized. And number two, the supports and the help that was available now to kids wasn't there. So the only thing in the whole mix that's still out of kilter is actually the curriculum and the point system. That's the only game in town. So while things have changed dramatically over the last 30, 40 years for kids who struggle with dyslexia, the actual system itself in grading and the progression from second to third level college entry hasn't changed, which is still a problem. Yeah.
Now, you talk about your own school days and how you left school at 15 and delighted to be out of the place.
I was never as happy. The intercert started that time. It was June intercert at the time, I think. Anyway, and it started on a Wednesday and I did the exams. And on Friday, I got a job on a vegetable truck. And on Monday, I was sitting in the middle of a Hino truck heading out the Ballinara Road through Ballisadare. And I was happy as a pig in muck. And they were all going in to do the exams. And that's the difficulty. It is the psychological aspect of an exam being put in front of you and you just lock up because you cannot cope. And to be fair to my mother and my father, they didn't mind me leaving school, which I think in today's world, again, peer pressure, you would be seen as a huge failure if you left school at 15 nowadays.
Now, and one of the great things that happened to you was a teacher understood your dilemma and you got the kind of attention that gave you a title for the way you felt. And that was a massive relief.
Well, Finbar O'Driscoll was a young teacher who came to Ballally, St. Olaf's in Dundrummer, Sandyford. And he came from West Cork and it was his first job, I think, out of college. And he saw something in me that needed help and knew it wasn't available in the class. And he put me in contact, or mum in contact, with a guy who was operating out of Ladd Lane, an American gentleman. And I remember going to him on a Saturday morning and I walked in and it was a desk. And generally when you walk into doctor surgeries and things like that, they have one type of seat one side and another one for themselves. The customer doesn't quite get the same comfort as the doctor, or the other person sitting, the accountant, the other side of the desk. But in his case, the two chairs were the same. And I remember thinking to myself, we're equal. And the intimidation of going in there was dispelled immediately because I just felt safe. And then he took out the piece of paper, puts it in front of me, and he starts asking me various different questions. And he asked me to write bed, spell bed, write it down. I couldn't spell bed. I haven't got a clue. It may as well have been a hippopotamus. It made no difference to me. I just couldn't spell it. So he said, fine. He says, take a minute. He said, what does a bed look like? He said, it's a headboard. And he said, it has a kicker board. He's an American and they call the bed end a kicker board. And he said, it has a kicker board and there's a flat piece in the middle that you lie on. And I said, yeah. And he said, beh, beh. And I said, B. And he said, yeah, and Ed. And I couldn't get the D. And then eventually he said, no, the board, think of the board at the end. What does that look like? And I said, oh, D. And we filled in the E and that was a bed. And to this day, when I see bed, I don't see B-E-D. I see a bed. So he taught a whole load of visual things. And I think that's very important from a dyslexic person, that they're visual and creative a lot of the time. And that's the way they learn. So I, thanks be to God, there's an off license in Ranelagh called Redmond's. And Mary, Lord of Mercy on her, used to keep all of Michael's magazines and give them to me because she knew I was mad into motorbikes. And from that helped me greatly because I was reading things I wanted to read as opposed to Shakespeare. which I couldn't possibly read.
And the point you make is that people with dyslexia do not learn the same way as other people, but they do learn.
It's the system that's wrong, Pat. The system doesn't recognize the ability of the child. And we went to a school years ago, and the headmaster in the school given his first talk to potential parents of kids who are going to this school. He said, the biggest obstacle we have to education in this school is the curriculum, because it is the only game in town. Unless you conform to the curriculum, you're not going anywhere. So everything is based on points, and the third level colleges are businesses that feed off second level education. But unless you get through the system on a point basis, you're going nowhere. And with the lack of ANCO and FOSS and CERT in the marketplace for people who have skills and ability to learn practical things, they're lost. They're abandoned at 15, 16, 17 years of age because there is no avenue for them to go down, which is a huge issue for the country. And also an impact on where we are today with lack of workforce for building. Like, we have no block layers, plumbers, electricians. All these skills are not taught by a state-run body anymore, and we've lost them. Whereas if you go to Germany, they have all these apprenticeship systems in place, which has kept the workforce in place for all their indigenous manufacturing plants like BMW and Volkswagen and Audi. All of these things are all homegrown industries in Germany, which they feed, but they haven't abandoned them. We've lost that in Ireland, which is a huge loss to the country, which is an add-on for dyslexia and all of that, because the avenue is only to third-level college, the only game in town.
Mm. And the other point I took from what you said last night, and indeed you make the point in your book, My Name is John, J-H-O-N, is that if you find out what people really love to do and what they enjoy doing, you get much better performance.
Well, they don't learn. It's coming to them naturally. They eat it. They're like a sponge. They absorb. Whereas, like, I went to secondary school, and at this stage, I was still struggling an awful lot, but I had come on somewhat. I'd gone to a summer school in Bray for 3 years in a row, and I was better than I was, but I still couldn't read a page of a book or anything of that nature, and I have never read a book. But when I went there, I went to the wrong school, because they teach Latin in CUS in Leeson Street, and I couldn't read English. So I was a duck out of water before I ever went in through the arch going in off Leeson Street down the corridor. So it's important that, I did an interview some time ago on the radio as well, and a guy wrote in the next day, and he said, listen, he said, my daughter struggled. He said, I am a third level graduate. My wife is a third level graduate, and our daughter struggles with school. But he said, I heard the interview yesterday, and I went out for a walk with her last night. And he said, I saw the girl for being the girl as opposed to being the girl who I want her to be. And that's the thing. Everyone is individual. Everyone is different. And you don't have to conform to you shouldn't have to conform to a system that is the only game in town, because we're only educating to one thing, and that's to points. And that lets down a huge, huge portion of people who struggle in school.
John, thank you very much for joining us. And I can thoroughly recommend that program tonight, Lost for Words, it's called, and it's on RTE1. John Brennan, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.